T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, so we have some news. The Texans, Hall of Fame game.
Yeah, man.
Might just seem like a ho-hum preseason game. I feel like the Texans are going to be targeted here, though.
Targeted?
Yeah, I think it's going to be, they're going to be targeted, and there's going to be this, they're going to be in the center of controversy.
What?
This is going to be the first time the NFL is enforcing these rules.
This
is where they're going to call all these hip tackles and kickoff stuff, and they're going to have to explain it. It's going to be, I know it's just a Hall of Fame game, but this is going to be a... This is going to be a little interesting experience for the Texans.
Yeah, and they're going to really make an example in the Hall of Fame game because they're going to send a message to the entire league. Everybody watches it. At least the teams do, and a lot of fans. Yeah, you could be right there. I was excited, though, man. New uniforms unveiled at the Hall of Fame game.
That's when they're doing it?
There's that aspect as well. And Andre, Kubiak will be there, the entire team, the Texans will be on center stage. You get more workout in
against the Bears.
You get more work in earlier preseason camp. Adjust your I'm gonna have to do this. I think I took some time off in July. Adjust your vacations accordingly as you move forward. I'm excited. I was almost irrationally excited about them being in that game.
Yeah, it's gonna be a nice little thing. You're gonna get the Andre Johnson halftime interview where he's talking about what it means to be in the Hall of Fame. Cal McNair will officially be the owner. They're gonna vote on that today. So good for the Texans, man.
Yeah, they're being
showcased. You got a Hall of Famer and you got expectations.
Yep, and they'll show CJ Stroud on the sideline. By the way, it's just gonna be. Maybe not even too many second-teamers. It's going to be a lot of third-teamers and fourth-teamers in that game, but who cares? Who cares? They'll get more work in. CJ with his new surroundings, the new defensive players working a little longer with each other. It's all good, man. It's all good with the Hall of Fame game.
We're going, dude.
I want to go. Now I definitely want to go. I hope we go as a station. I think that'd be really cool in the days leading up to it. You know the last Hall of Fame game I went to? Earl Campbell was inducted. What year was that? 91?
The years just go by so quick.
They go by, yeah. The days are long, but the years are fast.
The years just go by.
Yeah. Yeah. Earl Campbell was the last Hall of Fame game, NFL Hall of Fame.
So that was the 90s, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's quite a while, man.
1991.
We're going to hear from D'Amico Ryans at 11. We got some really good audio from D'Amico. A little bit of a scrum. We'll hear from D'Amico throughout the show, actually. There's a lot of things that D'Amico said yesterday. Cal McNair, he spoke. We'll get into that tomorrow. March Madness Thursday. Mm-hmm. I guess we're going to be doing some road work.
Yeah, where are we going? That?
We're going downtown. I guess the Astros got their thing going on.
Nice.
The opening day, kind of under the radar a little
yes.
bit. I would say.
I can Uber.
You sure
there.
About that?
I mean, they got a little under the radar thing going, man. MLB season. They have other stuff going on. They got scandals. They got translators.
Mm-hmm. Well, come see us.
I felt bad for that dude yesterday.
What dude?
Shohei Ohtani's translator.
Oh, man.
That's your first performance?
But at least he was meticulous about it. He wanted to make sure.
I mean, he was writing it down.
Yeah, he was making sure. And he asked him a couple of questions to clarify. So he made sure he got it exactly right.
Does it bother you when the waiter doesn't write stuff down?
No, I think that's impressive. Like, I think that's incredible.
If they get it right, some people get
really stressed out about that.
Like,
though.
They'll have six people, and they say, okay. And they're like, you're not going to write this down?
Some people get stressed out by that, though.
Yeah, and then they're, okay. Oh, yeah, I get it.
They want them to write it down.
Yeah, I get it. And you're like, okay, got that. And I'm like, there's no way this guy's going to get it all right. But they do. I've never had a bad experience that way.
You're a picky order? No, God, no.
Very, very rarely, I'll say, but can you do this instead of that? You know, but that's about the extent of my picky ordering. I'm easy, man. I'm an easy restaurant guest, restaurant patron.
So there's a new kickoff rule that has passed. What is your takeaway from this kickoff rule that I feel like in the XFL it was pretty highly regarded?
Mm-hmm. It was. My opinion on this is it's going to be very, very strange at first. I think fans' instincts are going to be, oh, what is this, the XFL? Once you get used to it and you start watching it, you're going to love it. I think it's going to be hard to get used to. That's going to be in the Hall of Fame game as well. But after like about maybe a game or two, I think people are going to love it. It's going to lead to much better excitement. You don't have. It's not going to be an automatic bathroom break. Frank Ross is going to have to get to work. You know he's going to have some things up his sleeve. On that.
Kind of worried about him.
Yeah, I know. He's going to have to get to work. Can't wait to talk to him about it because he was not happy with last year on some of the rules changes.
I kind of disagree with Sean about Damian Pierce. I actually think this makes Damian Pierce more of a kickoff return option because they have less of a head start. Speed is a little less of a concern, them getting to you. And also, it's kind of like a traditional just hit the hole hard type of thing. I actually think this makes Damian Pierce a little bit more valuable as a kick returner.
I agree with you.
Because I think power matters as much as speed now.
Yeah.
You're not avoiding the guys getting down there quickly. I actually think this makes Damian Pierce a really, really good kickoff return option.
Yeah, I was going to say something similar during Cross, but they didn't really bring that up. Because let's explain the kickoff rule for those, as best we can, for those who haven't seen it in play. Basically, the offensive and defensive players, the vast majority of them, I think 10, line up on the receiving team side of the ball. I think the 35 and 45, something like that. You can't move. They can't move until the ball hits the ground, is caught, or goes into the end zone. So it's going to be catch the ball, and you got a lot of room. You got a lot of room to start going. And that's why I think Damian Pierce might be pretty good at this, because it's not like he doesn't have any moves. Like, it's not like he just, I'm running straight, you know, and just tries to power through. But he does have some moves. It was more the offense and reading the blocking that was an issue for him. But like on a kickoff in an open field, I think he's going to be pretty good. I agree with you.
Yeah, I think Damian Pierce has a spot on this team now.
Yeah, it could well be.
I think he's going to be a good kickoff returner. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to be real good kickoff returner in this.
Yeah.
Like real good.
It's not like it doesn't have anything. He does. It's just
we saw him take one to the house.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to be very valuable. And I actually think he benefited significantly from
mm-hmm.
this.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to the new kickoff rule. Shout out to everything else. Going on, Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. We got to get to, when we go to lunchtime confessions, I got to get into this Bajani gate last week.
Oh, what happens? Is there an update?
There's not an update. Just actually went to the tape, man.
And?
Man.
He
some liars around
he did
here,
you
man.
Wrong?
I just did a little bit of dishonesty, I would say. Mm-hmm. I think he might need a little bit of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Timelines are a little bit off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
As in days or hours?
I don't know. I don't know. We got to investigate that at 12:20.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm here for it. I'm excited. Absolutely.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you see the bridge fall in Baltimore?
Yeah, it didn't interest me.
Figgy, did you see this?
I saw it, I saw it, and then I just kind of went back to sleep.
Isn't that the most terrifying?
That's my
thing?
Worst nightmare.
That's the most.
Every time I cross a bridge, I always.
But didn't
think
the boat
about
hit
that.
It or something?
Yeah, they lost power and.
Yeah, it's not like they were just driving over. The boat hit it.
The whole bridge fell down, dude.
Yeah, not good.
The whole bridge fell down. That is I think that's a phobia, fear of bridges. I don't know what it's
There's
called.
There's a fear of elevators, too.
Yeah, there is a fear of bridges. I'll have to look it up. Are you looking it up?
There's a fear of everything.
There is a fear of everything. But that is, like, your worst nightmare. Absolutely your worst.
I think about that every time I'm going across that bridge, going to Baytown.
Yeah.
What's that yellow bridge?
Yeah, the Fred Hartman.
Man, man.
Yeah, I don't even think about that.
Geoffrey-ophobia. Geoffrey-ophobia. Fear of bridges.
Yeah, it didn't do it for me.
That was terrifying. And they're
it's amazing how that stuff happens. You just scroll through it now when you wake up. It's just like, okay,
bridge fell. It's a national disaster.
Yeah, bridge fell.
Big deal.
I'm moving on.
Yeah, exactly.
Back to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares?
That's just, yeah. I mean, I don't know about it. Who cares. It just doesn't do it for me. Just move on. A lot of people probably care. I don't even know where you start when that happens. What do you do?
I can just put yourself.
I mean, there's probably someone who can't go to work now.
Well, yeah.
I mean, what's the
alternative? But that's the least of your worries. You can find another way to get to work. There's bound to be another bridge over there. My thing is, like, what? Put yourself in the position of the guy who's driving onto the bridge, and it completely collapses in front of
you.
How
many cars were on there?
I think they said 20. Because it was in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I ain't see how many cars.
20-something cars.
Did anyone survive?
There were two official deaths, and they're still looking for, I think, 7 or 9 people.
Yeah.
Something like
but
that.
But they found some?
Mm-hmm. They found 2.
Like, they found 2 dead people, and they found any live people?
They rescued a couple. They found a couple. And last report I saw, anyway. And they're still searching for 7 or 9 people. You're just minding your own business, working the overnight shift, going across the bridge, and boom, it's gone. It collapses right in front of you. That Fred Hartman bridge is a little scary. You're talking about one with the yellow pilings and all that stuff? Yeah, that thing is a little scary.
Yeah, I just don't really know what's going on like that.
Yeah.
And on the 281, a bunch of people being killed doesn't move the needle. No, I just saw the bridge fall, and it's just you see so much crazy stuff on the internet, you go there. But, yeah, let's be dramatic about it. Obviously, that's terrible. But I just saw the bridge falling. I was like, oh, wow. Like, is it not weird how you just scroll through stuff and there's so much stuff that goes on, like whether it's past stuff or anything like that, and it's just that
it kind of show you that a lot of stuff been happening in this world where it don't even faze you as much as it would.
You get immune to it.
Yeah.
Because it's so available now. Like back in the day, you know, you would hear about this and you're like, oh my God, and it would resonate.
It'd be on the news right now.
Yeah, it would be on the news. You know, you'd be glued to it. Now it's in the palm of your hands and you're just kind of immune to all that stuff.
Well, a lot of it's not even recent or anything, or they're just showing stuff from around the world. So you're just scrolling through.
And you're also skeptical. I am. I know a lot of people are, of like what's real, what's not. You know, it's weird. That's where we are, man.
Texans opening the preseason Hall of Fame game against the Chicago Bears. Astros, they begin their season on Thursday. Cougs going up 45 to Dallas, already sold out. Wonder how many Duke fans there will be. But you got U of H versus Duke, already sold out. I guess I think I saw the lowest price on Ticketmaster was around $250, which you get to go to both games at the AAC. Got to think there's going to be a little bit of traffic up 45. This week when the Cougs take on Duke.
Duke travels well. Well, I shouldn't say they travel well.
Duke travels well, and they also have a lot of fans.
Yeah, that's
that
what I was going to say.
You know.
Yeah, they're like the Yankees. Oh, I'm a Duke fan. Yeah. Really? Where did you go there?
You had to pick between Duke and UNC, though.
Yeah.
Like, growing up, you had to pick one.
Yeah.
You had to pick which
T-shirt
one
T-shirt fans.
Which one were you?
I was Carolina.
It was originally UNC, and then I kind of got tired of them. And then it was just back and forth. I mean, I wasn't like a fan, but who I would root for in the actual game. At first, it was UNC, and then I think post-Dean Smith, Roy Williams kind of bugged me.
I've always leaned Carolina, but not so much because of Carolina, but because I just hate the arrogance of Duke.
Yeah, I don't really like Coach K either.
That's what I mean.
Really, I'm not huge on either, but you always had to choose mm-hmm. which one. Yeah. You go back to the Dean Smith, the Michigan days, mm-hmm. all that. There's just some interesting stuff going on.
And Jamal Shedd, front row at the Rockets.
Yeah.
How about that? Well, that's what you get.
I need to focus.
Why isn't he watching film?
Yeah. What's he doing out at night?
Should be watching film.
Did they have him take the shot?
I don't think so. I think it was just courtside. Yeah. I think he was just courtside.
Speaking of the Rockets are one game over 500.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? I picked them to win 42.
Well, you're
what if I pick the
Astros
exact
Astros and Rockets?
Yeah, I picked the exact Astros total and the Rockets 42.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, look, it's baby steps right now with the Rockets.
I never really panicked. I didn't think they were going to finish this strong, but I never thought it was like a lost cause season no matter what.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, baby steps.
And they're getting some good ball from Jalen Green.
They're getting good ball from
playing
him.
Very well.
They're playing good ball in general. They're in the hunt. And you know what? Who cares if it's just play-in? That's a progress.
No, that'd be a big accomplishment for them. They got OKC tomorrow, though. That's going to be a tough one. Mm-hmm. Right now, this win streak they're on right now at 9, you know, you've had two games versus 19-win Portland, two games versus the 14-win Wizards. I'm not trying to minimize. It's 16-win Spurs sprinkled in. I mean, two teams with winning records. And now you're going to play a team that's really, really good in the West.
Well, they're doing what they need to do. And that's important. You know, they're proving they're better than those teams. It's not exactly a murderer's row. But they are taking care of business, and they're in the hunt. So good for them.
Yeah, and I just – some people kind of just roll their eyes at the play-in thing.
Mm-hmm.
The 10 wins. The whole play-in thing is kind of a beatdown to a lot of folks.
Well, frankly, I would normally minimize it or roll my eyes or whatever. But for the Rockets, it would be a pretty good step. It'd be a big step for them to do that.
Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
All right, so Houston, you have a new owner. Now, we've looked at him as the owner for a while now, but Cal McNair is officially the owner of the Houston Texans. It was voted on, unanimous, so he takes over for Janis. Cal McNair is going to be the owner of the Houston Texans.
We obviously knew this was coming. It was going to be a rubber stamp kind of thing. But it is significant, and it's really, really good for he and Janis, excuse me, he and Hannah now to have it officially in their hands. They've earned it. I think there's a lot more confidence in them from the fan base. And they're making things happen. You know, with the hire they made, they were a big part of that. With D'Amico Ryans, as we all know, with the uniforms, with all these things, just the entire kind of turnaround of the organization. Good for them.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, does this eliminate any future family drama? How does that work?
Probably not.
How do you figure it out, though, now?
It helps them.
Because I think it seems like as you see more stuff happen since this was to get ahead of this.
Yes, I think it was part of it.
It was to get ahead of this vote.
Definitely part of it. And I think I don't think it'll ever eliminate it because there are lawyers involved. There will be anyway. But I think it definitely helps them.
So there you go, Cal McNair, official. Yeah. He is the owner. Texans have put out a statement continuing the legacy in H-Town. There's a statement from Janis McNair as well as a statement from Cal McNair. We'll get into that. We'll also hear from D'Amico Ryans in the loop. Continues next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.